पूरी नाम की जय, गंगमय जून देवी की जय, भक्ति देवी की जय, तुलसी महारानी की जय, समवेत भक्ति वृंद की जय, गौर All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Sri Guru. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Vidyapati Sri Guru Sri Tham Sadvaitasam Parijana Santa Krishna Shri Krishna Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Scheduled Incarnations, Text 48. Sadrin niyam yaya tito yam makartam hetim.
Sadrin niyam yaya tito yam makartam hetim.
Jayu swarari vanipama kandi. Sadvikyat. Artificial mental speculation or meditation. Niyamya.
Niyamya.
Controlling.
Sadayanash.
Yatayaha.
Yatayaha.
The mystics. Yama Karta Hetim.
Yama Karta Hetim.
The process of spiritual culture. Jayu are given up. Swarat, fully independent. Iva, as Nipana, well. Kanitram, trouble for digging. Indra, the controlling demigod supplying rains.
A félisten a kiezésről gondoskodik.
So here, Sukadeva Goswami is describing spiritual perfection.
Itt Sukadeva Goswami a lelki tökéletességet írja le.
So Srila Prabhupada's prayer word. In such a transcendental state, there is no need of artificial control of the mind, mental speculation, or meditation, as performed by the jnanis and yogis. One gives up such processes as the heavenly king Indra foregoes the trouble to dig a well.
Srila Prabhupada fordítása. A transzendentális szintre eljutva nincs szükség többé az elme szabályozására, az elmélkedésre vagy a meditációra, amit a jnanik és a yogik végeznek. Az ember felmegy az efféle folyamatokban, mint ahogy a mennyek királya, Indra sem fáradt többé azzal, hogy kutatása.
A poor man in want of water digs a well and undertakes the trouble of digging. Similarly, those who are poor in transcendental realization speculate on the mind or meditate by controlling the senses. But they do not know that such control of the senses and achievement of spiritual perfection are simultaneously made possible as soon as one is factually engaged in transcendental loving service of the Supreme Person, the Personality of Godhead. It is for this reason that the great liberated souls also desire to be associated in hearing and chanting the activities of the Lord. The example of Indra is very appropriate in this connection. King Indra of heaven is the controlling deity or demigod for arranging clouds and supplying rains in the universe, and as such, he does not have to take the trouble to dig a well for his personal water supply. For him, digging a well for water supply is simply ludicrous. Similarly, those who are factually engaged in the loving service of the Lord have attained the ultimate goal of life, and for them, there is no need of mental speculation to try and find out the true nature of God or his activities, nor do such devotees have to meditate upon the imaginary or real identity of the Lord, because they are factually engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The Lord's pure devotees have already achieved the results of mental speculation and meditation. The real perfection of life is therefore to be engaged in the transcendental loving service of the
Lord. Csupán elméjük találgatásaira hagyatkoznak, és értékeik szabályozása segítségével meditálni próbálnak, és nem tudják, hogy a legfelsőbb személynek, az Istenség személyiségének végzett transzendentális szerető szolgálat révén könnyedén képessé válhatnak arra, hogy uralkodjanak érzékeik fölött, és így lelki tökéletességbe tehetnek szert. Ezért várnak arra a legnagyobb felszabadult lelkek, hogy mindig hallhassák az Úr cselekedeteit elbeszélő történeteket, és hogy beszélhessenek róluk. Jó példa ezzel kapcsolatban Indra helyzete. Indra király a felnőket és az esőzést irányító félisten az univerzumban. Így aztán nincs szüksége arra, hogy kutatásson, ha vízre váljon. Ez valóban nevetséges lenne részéről. Ehhez hasonlóan azok, akik az Úr szerető szolgálatában állnak, elérik az élet végső célját, és nincs szükségük arra, hogy az elme spekulációjának segítségével próbálják megismerni Isten természetét, vagy cselekedeteit. Ezeknek a baktáknak nem kell az Úr elképzelt, hogy valódi kilétén töprengeljük. A tiszta bakták az Úr transzendentális szerető szolgálatában állnak, ezért már minden a kezükben van, amit az elmével spekulációval és meditációval el lehet érni. Az élet igazi tökéletességét éppen ezért az Úr transzendentális szerető szolgálata jelenti.
Sadvidyam niyam yam yato yam kartahetim Jayu Saradi Vanipanau Kanitram Indra. In such a transcendental state, there is no need of artificial control of the mind, mental speculation, or meditation as performed by the jnanis and yogis. One gives up such processes as the heavenly king Indra forgoes the trouble to dig a well.
E transzendentális szintre eljutva nincs szükség többé az elme szabályozására, az elmélkedésre vagy a meditációra, amit a gyermek és a jogik végeznek. Az ember felmegy az efféle folyamatokban, mint ahogy a mennyek királya, Indra sem felrak többé azzal, hogy kutatása.
So everything in bhakti is included.
Minden benne foglaltatik a bhaktiban.
Krishna gives Arjuna a similar example, he said. You find everything in one place. You don't need to go to this well or this well or this well.
Krishna hasonló példát ad Arjunának a gítában, hogy a minden megtalálhatsz egy helyen, nem kell ehhez a ponthoz menned.
Something like, you know, a big store, a hypermarket, and they have everything in one place. You don't have to go to all the little stores.
Mint ahol egy nagy bolt, egy helyen hipermarket, akkor nem kell elmenned az összes kicsi boltba.
We are trying to satisfy our desires in so many different
ways.
But here, if one achieves the perfection of bhakti, everything is
included.
You don't have to put your energy into this thing, that thing. So of course this is describing the perfection of bhakti. If you're fully realized, Prabhupada uses the word factually here several times. If you're engaged in the loving service of the Lord, in the transcendental state, that you don't need to guess about who's God. You're seeing Him at every moment. What is the use of guessing? And you don't have to meditate. You're there. If you're with somebody, you don't have to meditate on them. Just look at them and talk to them. And what to speak of doing ritualistic processes. So here Prabhupada is saying in the translation, one gives up such processes. Like Indra doesn't need to dig a well.
Mint ahogy Indrának sincs arra szüksége, hogy kutatásson.
So one can say, well, but one had to do those processes first.
És mondhatjuk azt, hogy igen, de először el kell végeznünk azokat a folyamatokat.
And then when one achieves bhakti, then one can give them up.
És amikor elérjük a bhaktit, majd akkor föl lehet adni.
Naturally, if you see God, you don't have to speculate about who is God.
Természetesen, amikor látod Istent, akkor nem kell spekulálnod arról, hogy ki Isten.
Or meditate on who's God.
Vagy meditálni rajta, hogy ki Isten.
But if I'm not seeing God,
de ha nem látod Isten,
then don't I have to do these things?
Akkor nem kell mégis ezeket tennem.
So first one should understand that in buying the perfection of bhakti, there is everything.
Tehát először meg kell értenem, hogy a bhakti tökéletességében minden benne foglaltatik.
You don't have to have bhakti and as the goal. It's our prayojana. But what's very interesting is you don't have to have anything in addition to bhakti as the process. So I think that's a little more difficult to understand. So let's think of what is the goal of these other processes. So here we're looking at jnana and dhyana. But we'll look at karma. Let's look at karma, karma yoga, jnana yoga, and dhyana yoga.
Akkor nézzük meg a karmát, a karma jogát, a jnana jogát és a dhyana jogát.
even though this verse is just focusing on Gyan Yoga and Dhyan.
Annak ellenére, hogy ez a vers csak a Gyan Yoga-ra és a Dhyan Yoga-ra összpontosít.
So what's the result of ordinary karma, pious activities?
Mi a közönséges karmának, a ilyenkor tetteknek az eredménye?
This is material enjoyment.
Yes, you get a very nice material life. If you're engaged in karma, not a karma. If you're pious, and you follow all the rules of the Vedas, like Krishna explains in the third chapter, if you perform sacrifice, then the demigods will give you prosperity.
Mint ahogy Krishna magyarázza a harmadik fejezetben, hogyha áldozatot végzel, akkor a fél Istennek gazdagságot adnak neked.
This means you'll have the six opulences.
Ez azt jelenti, hogy megvesz neked a hat világosség.
Interiorly.
Anyagilag.
You'll be strong and healthy.
Erős leszel és egészséges.
Rich.
Gazdag.
And beautiful. Very wise and learned,
and
famous,
yes.
And be able to enjoy the material world. Of course, the problem is the material world is not very enjoyable. It's just a reflection. So, in material enjoyment is something like just a photograph. Krishna says it's all mental concoction. Like you take a photograph of yourself being rich and powerful. And you look at that and say, see how happy I am? Because it's not touching the self. Like Krishna says in the fifth chapter, the 13th chapter, the soul is only a witness. The soul is not actually doing anything in the world. So getting material happiness is something like watching a movie of somebody having material happiness.
So what is anyagi boldogság is olyan, amikor egy mozit nézel arról, hogy valaki annak anyagi boldogságban.
You may feel some happiness when the person in the movie gets happiness. But it's not really, you're not actually experiencing
it.
Like you have a dream that you get some great happiness. And you wake up and you're still the same bed. Same thing with material distress. I had a dream last night that I lost my suitcase. And I was feeling so much anxiety in my dream. But when I woke up there, so all when you get karma kanda, it's just like having a nice dream instead of a bad dream. But when you achieve bhakti, you get actual happiness. Prabhupada says you get real sense gratification. With our spiritual senses. When we serve the master of the senses with our spiritual senses, then we also enjoy genuinely. Like they're residents of Vrindavan, they're eating real food. With their spiritual senses. And they're having real gains with their real senses. It's not that only Krishna is smiling. And all the gopis and the cowherd boys are suffering. They are also
enjoying.
So whenever somebody tries to get by karmakanda, is actually an illusion. And in bhakti, you get the reality.
Yad
bhava bhavita diyoma and jasita rasa prabhu rupa mahimasa niyana vishna sattarya nevaliga mahavita. When you achieve bhakti, you get also a house and furniture and ornaments, but they're all spiritual.
Amikor elégyed a bhaktit, akkor is kapsz egy házat és bútorokat és részeket, de mind lelkiek.
It's not that Krishna lives in a palace and all the devotees in the spiritual world are living in a slum. Prabhupada says the servant is enjoying practically on an equal level with the master. And that is real enjoyment. Okay, let's look at karma yoga.
And this is not a karma yoga.
So Krishna gives in the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita what is the result of karma yoga. Karma yoga means I'm a pious person, but I'm not working for sense gratification anymore. I'm not trying to go to heaven. Not in this life and not in the next life. So what is the goal of the karma yogi? Shanti, peace. When Krishna explains, if you give up a karma, a phala, tyaga, if you give up the fruits of your work, that means heavenly enjoyment, you attain peace. Peace means that nothing in the world affects you anymore. So when one attains pure bhakti, one automatically has peace.
So when one attains pure bhakti, one automatically has
peace. One attains peace by knowing Krishna is my best friend. And he's in control of everything. And he is the one enjoying my activities. If we think that someone else is the enjoyer of my activities,
karma yogis.
They both recognize that all my anxiety comes from attachment to the results. So the karma yogi offers all the results to Brahmana.
So when a karma yogi minden eredményt a Brahmana,
good or bad. In other words, success or failure. And they are trying to take happiness in
Brahmana.
But the jnana yogi stops acting in the world completely. They're not so much involved in Varnashram.
And
pious activities.
They
separate themselves
and
study philosophy. And they discuss how the world is an illusion. How we are not this body. How the world is a dream. And they hope to gain realization that way of Ahamrahmas. At which point they will be detached and peaceful. So we already discussed how this peace is achieved in bhakti. Now, of course, in bhakti we are also studying
philosophy.
But in bhakti, our peace is achieved more by seeing that Krishna is the enjoyer of our
activities.
This is a very important point. Prabhupada wrote in the letter, said that Krishna's alone pleasure is my motive. So the residents of Vrindavan, they just want to see that Krishna is smiling. So what do the Jnana yogis want? Because that's also discussed here. So the Jnana yogis want something a little higher than peace. They also want knowledge. Because they're meditating not just on the Brahman, but also on the Parama. They want to understand everything. Actually, an expert Jnana yogi, anything they put their attention to, they will understand.
Bármire is fordítja a figyelmét, azt meg fogja érteni.
There's an interesting explanation in the 11th canto.
Van egy nagyon érdekes magyarázat ehhez a 11. énekben.
That Krishna gives to Uddhava.
Amit Krishna mondanak Uddhavának.
Of all of the mystic powers.
A misztikus hatalmakról.
And how by meditating on different aspects of the super soul, one can get all these powers.
És arról, hogy a felső élet különféle aspektusai meditál, az ember hogyan érheti el mindezeket a szerzőket, hogy hatalmat.
One can hear anything in any part of the universe.
Az ember bármit hallhat az univerzum bármelyik részén.
See anything in any part.
Bármit láthat, bárhol az univerzumban.
So the Jnana yogis are meditating on the Paramatma.
Szóval a Jnana yogik a Paramatma meditálnak.
But when one achieves bhakti, one also understands everything. In fact, one understands much more than just the Jnana
yogi.
Because one understands far more than just the material world. One understands even the spiritual realm. And the Lord's transcendental pastimes. Fantastic work, he said about Sarah Sankhya, by your Tapina song, so cast the other person in the So this tip of Krishna's toe cannot be approached by these Jnana yogis in
Jnana. So, Jnana yogis in Krishna,
bhakti gives everything one would desire materially or spiritually.
Szóval a bhakti minden megad, amit az ember anyagilag vagy lelkileg vágyhat.
So one reason we study the shastra and associate with the devotees is we have faith in this fact.
Az egyik oka annak, hogy a shastra tanulmányozunk és baktákkal társulunk, az, hogy legyen hitünk ebben a tényben.
One has to have this confidence that if I just achieve bhakti, I will get everything I want. To have this firm faith. And then how will I get it? So one may think, well, maybe first I have to do the other things also. And then once I get bhakti, then I can give them up. But this is not advised by Krishna. So don't do these other processes first. Bhakti mamma vijananti, yavanyas chasvitanta, tomanta vitola, kalashitaka. Everything can be achieved by the process of
bhakti.
And in the 11th chapter, Krishna says, you're not really achieving it by these other processes separately. When Arjuna asks in the 14th chapter, how can I surpass the modes of nature? Krishna says, just by being absorbed in bhakti constantly, then one is immediately above the modes of it will be very difficult to surmount this divine energy in any other way, but if you surrender to Krishna, it becomes easy. Bhakti is also has some difficulty. Prabhupada says that until the stage of nishtha, it is a hard struggle with determination. And he says that anyone who says, here's a process with no austerity, they are simply cheating. We are addicted to Maya just like some alcoholic or drug addict is addicted to their intoxicant. And we should expect that the process of becoming totally attached to bhakti will involve some austerity. So when we say it's easy, we do not mean there is no austerity. But the process itself is very joyful. If we are not experiencing the process as joyful, then we are probably not really doing the process. We are probably mixing it with karma or jnana or dhyana. Which Krishna says is klesha, it's full of difficulty. So if we think, yes, I have to love Krishna, but I also have to be be pious in order to attain Bhakti.
So a transformation
that Krishna and Yamuna Krishna and Yamuna.
Of course Krishna wants us to be pious. Krishna wants to
But we should be pious to please Krishna. Not thinking our piety will purify us. Sometimes we hear devotees say like this. Oh, we're not actually qualified for bhakti, they will say. First you have to get your varnashram and then you can do
bhakti.
How are we going to make our varnashram perfect in Kali? We'll never attain bhakti. So that's karma-nishtha
bhakti.
Or if someone says, first you have to become self-realized. Then you can become attached to
Krishna.
Then you can think about
Krishna.
Or we tell you the tourists, think about Krishna.
Még a turisták is azt mondjuk, hogy gondoljanak
Krishna. Yes. We don't say first you have to become pure.
Nem mondjuk meg, hogy először tökéletességgel
állnak. We say you can come look at Vajrasattva. Can you imagine if first we had, you're not allowed to come to the temple room until you're
self-realized?
Actually, I have one god brother who left his time, he's preaching this to us. He says, if you're not following the four principles, you're not allowed to chant Hare
Krishna.
You can only chant Panchatattva
Mantra.
And there's one other sannyasi who also started his own movement where they chant just the Panchatattva Mantra and learn
Japanese.
But even in this time, sometimes people our process of purification is thinking about that is how we become pure. We're not becoming pure through being pious. That's karma-nishtha. We're not becoming pure by becoming detached from philosophy. Or as Prabhupada says here, artificial control of the mind. Repression. That's not our process. Our process is to become pure by thinking of
Krishna.
And one will say, but in the beginning my thinking of Krishna is going to be mixed with so many material ideas. Yes, of course. But the thinking of Krishna is what will purify us of all material
ideas.
Our devotees ask all the time, can I do something for Krishna that I like to do? And I'll also be doing it for my enjoyment. Of course, in the beginning, our service is mixed. But still, we offer to
Krishna.
And the offering to Krishna will purify us of the contamination. So faith, then bhakti is the complete goal.
Szóval ez a hit, hogy a bhakti a teljes cél.
I don't have to achieve bhakti and.
Nem kell elérnem a bhaktit és.
And bhakti is the complete process.
És a bhakti a teljes folyamat.
I don't have to do bhakti and.
Nem kell bhaktit végeznem és.
When we have that faith, our progress will be very rapid.
Amikor megmennünk ez a hit, akkor a folyamat nagyon gyors lesz.
And what's very interesting.
És ami nagyon érdekes,
is then our austerities will also be joyful.
Akkor a lelombásaink is örömmel érkeznek.
If the karma yogi, gyan yogi, dhyan yogi, they're not experiencing vipassana as joyful.
A karma yogi, a gyan yogi, és a gyan yogi nem érzékeli örömmelnek a tapasztalatát.
Of course, even the materialists also have to do austerities.
Persze, még a materialistáknak is lelombásokat végezni.
We shouldn't think, well, if I'm not in a spiritual process, then I won't have any difficulty in my life. The materialists have so many difficulties. Whether you're sinful or pious. So those people are experiencing their difficulty as
difficulty.
The Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the trouble I take in service is my pleasure. And then we will experience, just like Indra, who would think that to dig a well, Prabhupada says, is just ludicrous. Absurd, ridiculous. He is giving everyone else water. He doesn't need to dig a well. So when we are actually in pure bhakti, we will also feel like that. That to do anything else for my happiness is ridiculous. Everything is already here. So I want to answer your question from yesterday. I also emailed it to him. So I was correct. The Chaitya Dharpana Marjanam is at a more preliminary level. It's Sambandha.
Is it Sambandha?
Oh, this is who I am.
Oh, as a new name.
Whereas Sarvatma Swapana, the bath, the cleansing bath, one is actually directly engaged according to one's swarup. Says that the meaning of this statement of the cooling bath for the self is that the happiness of the devotee in service is not sense gratification. In the sense, it's not selfish. The devotee's senses are fully satisfied. And the devotee is fully happy. But those are service. The best way to make Krishna happy is to be happy in his service. So therefore, the happiness of the devotee in service, that happiness is service. Just like every husband wants his wife to be happy. I mean, unless he's psychologically deranged. And every parent, they want their children to be
És minden szülő azt akarja, hogy a gyereke boldog legyen.
If the wife is happy, the husband feels very satisfied.
Hogyha a feleség boldog, akkor a férj nagyon elégedett.
He says, yes, I have made my wife happy.
Oh, boldog, én tettem a feleségem.
So Krishna also wants to do.
Szóval Krishna is így akarja érezni.
Yes, I have given happiness to the jivas.
Igen, boldogságot adtam a jivaknak.
In genuine spiritual service.
Igazi hiteles lelki szolgálatát.
Therefore, Mahaprabhu is praying for ecstasy.
Ezért Mahaprabhu ecstasy-ért imádkozik.
Not independent.
De nem Krisnától függetlenül.
So that ecstasy of the devotee is pure like a bath.
Szóval a baktának ez az ecstasy olyan tiszta, mint egy fürdő.
Is that okay? Thank you for asking me that
question.
Give me a good excuse to go back and study more.
Mert jó kifogás volt, hogy visszamegyek és tanuljak egy kicsit még.
I felt very grateful.
Nagyon hálás voltam.
Any other questions that will get me to study something?
Van már egy ilyen kérdés, hogy folytatni ezt, hogy tanuljam még egy kicsit.
Any questions about this? Said it before here.
Yeah, I can have an answer to it. Krishna a cégemnek az elnöke.
He pays my salary.
Ő fizet, vagy a fizetés.
And everybody else I'm dealing with. All the other people I'm dealing with.
És az összes többi ember, akikkel dolgoznak.
Maybe they are also workers in Krishna's company.
Lehet, hogy ő Krishna munkások Krishna cégében.
Maybe they are suppliers.
Lehet, hogy beszállítók.
Maybe they are customers.
Lehet, hogy vásárlók.
Maybe they are possible customers.
Lehet, hogy lehetséges vásárlók.
What is Krishna's company product?
Mi Krishna-nak a cégének terméke?
Prima.
Prima.
Isn't that a nice product?
Ez nem egy jó termék.
So we are all selling love of God.
Mi mindannyian az Isten szeretetet eladjuk.
So at every moment,
so when you get paid on that time,
you say, am I promoting the company product?
Yeah, most én igazán, hogy hirdetem a cégnek a termékét.
We should try to make the external results nice.
Meg kell, hogy próbáljuk, hogy a külső eredmény szép legyen.
But we can't control that.
De azt nem tudjuk irányítani.
Krishna's eating the love.
Krishna adja a szeretet.
That we're giving at every moment.
Amit minden pillanatban osztunk.
Of course, it's nice for Bhaktivinoda Thakur says.
Persze nagyon szép, hogy Bhaktivinoda Thakur mondja.
He says, I don't have any love.
I haven't been spending
time. I don't even know how I'm doing devotional processes.
Még azt sem tudom, hogy az adó folyamatokat, hogy kell végezni.
But still your mind is shelter.
De mégis van, hogy az egyetlen eddéken.
He also says this nice prayer that if you fall on the ground,
ezt a szép imát is mondja, hogyha elesel a földön,
still the ground is your shelter.
So
even when you offend Krishna, still he's your
shelter.
So Krishna, I'm offering this moment to you.
Ezt, hogyha a cégben dolgozom, akkor próbálnál érteni a válságból.
I tried to make my coworkers happy.
A munkatársaimat próbálnál érteni.
I tried to make my suppliers happy.
A beszállítóimat próbálnál érteni.
I tried to do a good job.
Próbálok jól munkát végezni.
And sell as much love of God as I can.
És annyi is a szeretetet eladni, mennyi csak tudok.
But only for sustaining myself.
De csak Krisna adja a fizetésemet.
Even if one of the customers is angry with
me. Hogyha az egyik vásárlóval dühös leszel.
My effort to please the customers will be suspicious.
Az én erőfeszítésem, hogy elégedetté tenni a vásárlókat, az teszi Krisnát elégedetté.
What if I didn't sell any love of God today?
Még hogyha van semmi Isten szeretetet, nem mondtam Isten.
My effort is
az erőfeszítésem az, ami Krisnát elégedetté teszi.
And even if I make so many mistakes.
És egy annyi hibát követek is el.
At least for me that's guaranteed.
Legalábbis az én esetemben ez garantált.
Still there's some effort.
De mindig ott van egy erőfeszítés.
Prabhupada says, bhakti is like a child learning how to walk.
Prabhupada azt mondja, hogy a bhakti olyan, mint amikor egy gyerek jár.
Vagyis hát a Szadvan Bhaktinak a fő gyakorlatét, a dzsapázás, az imák.
I see devotees performing the processes of Szadvan Bhakti, like chanting japa or praying in great devotion.
És amikor gyakorlati odaadó bátran van szó, akkor úgy látom, hogy nagyon keserű nekik, hogy hogyan tudunk ezen segíteni.
But when it comes to practical devotional service, like performance of service, then it's very bitter for them. How can we help them?
Of course, different people may have a taste for different ones of the nine processes.
Természetesen különféle embereknek kilenc olyan közül különféle az ízük.
So that is true both in Vaidisadana and in Arganugasana.
Ez a Vaidisadana and Arganugasana.
Some people like may like more Padasevana, and some people may like more Shravana.
That's natural.
Some people may like more Arjuna. But we also have to please Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya.
Means
we have to do something practical for the mission. Otherwise, the fruit of our japa and study will not come.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, most of us are not qualified to just be Babaji's
team.
Of course, it's very helpful if people are engaged in practical service according to their nature.
Persze, ez nagyon sokat segít, hogyha az emberek olyan gyakorlati szolgálatban vannak elfoglalva, ami megfelelő a természetüknek.
Szóval ez lehet egy
problémás.
So maybe the problem is philosophical, the person doesn't understand the importance.
Szóval a probléma lehet filozófiai, hogy ez az a személy nem érti a fontosságát.
Maybe they don't feel inspired by the mission.
Lehet, hogy nem inspirálja őket a misszió.
Or maybe they just aren't being engaged.
Vagy lehet, hogy nem megfelelően vannak
befoglalva. You have to look at the individual case.
Szóval meg kell nézni az egyedi eseteket.
So engaging people properly is not easy.
De megfelelően befoglalni embereket, ez nem
könnyű. When people are engaged properly, you can't stop them.
Amikor az emberek megfelelően befoglalva, egyszerűen nem lehet őket.
I got one devotee who just, he's now in like his 50s, he finally discovered what is his nature. You're supposed to figure that out when you're like
14.
In the proper Vedic society. And he says he finally feels fulfilled.
És akkor azt mondja, hogy most végre egy érzi, hogy beteljesedett.
And now he's just doing service, you know, 14 hours a day.
És most napi 14 óra szolgálatot végez.
That's not so easy.
Ez nem olyan könnyű.
Prabhupada says, where is that expert management?
Prabhupada kérdezte, hogy hol van az a szakértő vezetés.
So this has been a struggle from the beginning. Prabhupada says the art of management is do not kill the spirit of enthusiastic service. Which is individual, spontaneous, and voluntary. But we think, you know, so many things have to be done. And we may use force and guilt and rewards and punishments. Just get this done. And after a while, that damages people. So we have these two things. We have to get things done. And we have to engage people according to their nature. And sometimes the things that need to get done. Nobody has that nature. Then you have to pray to Hashem, please send the right people. And sometimes people have a certain nature.
I'm
just thinking, how do I engage this? I don't have any job for them. So this is a big challenge. But if we don't engage people according to their nature, they can become tired and discouraged. And if we engage people according to their nature, they'll be enthusiastic. One more to say. We can take one more.
Valakinek a vágya, hogy a közé fordulnak, és az a vágya, a kérdés, kincs és szolgálom a természetben, hogy ennek az a vágya, hogy túlszik.
there is a person with a desire, but her this desire is not really in tune with her nature. Like, for example, he wants to serve Tulsi Devis, but she is not very good at it, and but the Tulsi Devis keep leaving. So how can we solve that?
Sometimes people just need proper training. And sometimes it is their nature, but they just don't have proper training. And other times they may need help to discover their actual nature. It may just be sentiment. Oh, it says here, right, everybody should serve Tulsi, so I want to do. So that is the purpose of counselors and mentors.
So what is the financial vocation mentor say one?
Yes. To help people discover their actual nature?
Yes.
Yes. And then help people get the appropriate training for their real nature. So you are starting, you have this system that should be one of the focuses. Traditionally, in Vedic society, that's done by the guru at the Brahmachari ashram. When the child is young, they help to understand their nature and they give them appropriate training. So we have to do that with people who are already, 25, 35 years old. And also with people who are coming to Krishna consciousness when they are adults. Which means usually they are a little fanatic and sentimental. Not such an honest assessment of themselves. So the children will not be like that. If you raise them nicely, they'll be much more honest. And they will not go through this process. So thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to visit. Please forgive me for all of my. If I've said anything you think is foolish, please ignore it. I hope I can have done
enormous service.